Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Talking with Tina. Thank you so much for joining. Today is Wednesday, September the 18th, 2019. Can you believe it? Can you believe, like, where does time go? We're going to talk about that. But where does it go? Thank you so much for joining. We are here present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild Blog Talk Radio. I encourage you all to find us, look up New Age Guild. You will find many people, many advisors, many support systems that are different than what I offer, which is tarot and mediumship readings, right? So broaden your horizons. Let's network. Let's stay connected, but let's branch out. It is 7 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Central, and as I always say, if you want to get wild and wacky, it is 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you for joining our 10th show. I swear, every time I say 9th, 10th show, it feels like I just said, this is my first show. Thank you for joining. Nonetheless, my appreciation and gratitude goes out to you for being a part of, for sharing your energy and holding the space. We are broadcasting from a lovely Denver, Colorado. As you know, I enjoy, love hearing how internet radio can connect us. So please do, when you call in, share your name. If you're open to it, please do share from where you're calling, just so we can see how close we all are, right? Make sure you give us a moment to connect. That's the most important part, making sure that we have a moment to connect so I can hear what your questions are and be with you in full. Our call-in number for this evening is 760-888-5700. Again, our call-in number is 760-888-5700. Now, another number to keep in mind, if you don't get to connect with me, that doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be. It means that we were meant to speak in depth with what you've got going on. So, that being said, dear listeners, you can also reach me privately at 234-97-TAROT. 234-97-TAROT, right? So if we don't connect, keep that number in mind, 234-97-TAROT, right? You can also find me at ihearTAROT.com, ihearTAROT.com. You can learn more about me, get my social media handles, find me on Facebook, find me on all that good stuff. You know how it all works this day and age. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, this, oh, I tell you what, I say this at the beginning of every show. This show is all about how to raise your vibration. Tarot readings, of course. I love getting connect with you. I love getting to support you and what you've got going on. We're going to talk about today's number as far as numerology goes, right? Today is the 18th, so we're going to talk about the number 9. And various topics. A lot of these come together from readings I've had, from experiences I've had, from messages that come from spirit during readings, my love, and also y'all's feedback, right? So that's something in the future that we're going to add to my website, which is topics or questions that come up during readings. Before we begin and jump into readings, for you, dear listeners, please keep in mind when you ask a question, I get that this is social media. I get this is radio. I get this is public. I get it's difficult to be vulnerable during your questions. I also want to support you in providing the most amount of information and insight that I can during our limited time together, right? That being said, when you ask a question, you essentially create this window for information, insight, intuition, enlightenment to come through. Right? And if that window is cracked because you're not sure how much you want to let out, that's how much you're going to receive in. If you open up that window a little bit more, just envision that. That's how much information is going to come through. And if you flip that window open, let that curtain go to the side, that's how much information will come through, right? So I get being guarded. I get it. I get wanting to reserve and protect your privacy and those about whom you may be speaking or asking, which is also the advantage of a one-on-one private session with me, right? We can get to that later. But with you on the line with me, we have limited moments together. I want you to get as much out of it as you can. So if you are more open to sharing what's really shaken down in your world, then more comes through. But if you want to be a little more reserved, just get a better understanding of how these readings work, what might come through, see if anything resonates with you, that's no problem either. But please know you can also follow up on that by reaching out to me at 234-97-TAROT, right? So it's up to you. It's your world. No pressure, but I want you to receive as much information and support as you can during our readings on the show. And then catch up with me afterwards if you feel moved, right? Doesn't have to be a half an hour, 45-minute crazy financial obligation, right? We can set the time. We can set the tempo. It's all about what works best for you. So that's my pitch. I'm throwing it out there so you know. I often get really wrapped up in my readings, so don't give you all the details that I should. That being said, oh, my love. We're going to talk about, I say this at the beginning of every show, and I don't know if we ever get to all of it. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about making a stand, right? Is it making a stand? Is it holding on and being resistant? Or is it being determined, right? Ooh, there's a lot of energy behind that. We're also going to talk about the difference between old tarot readings, old psychic readings. We can even talk about old fortune cookie readings, right? But that versus what's new and what's coming up in your life is what we're also going to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Abundance. We're going to talk about messages and connections that come through. Oh, we've got some time. We're going to talk about electronic obligations. Last week, we touched on Facebook. And when it became such an obligation, like even saying it, I already felt tired. Such an obligation. When did Facebook become a requirement to respond or defend? Heart, unheart, thumbs up, thumbs down. When did that become our world, right? Same thing with electronics. Oh, we're going to get into that. Of course, triggers are always a part of our life. Oh, my gosh. And I want to share with y'all the most beautiful message I received during a tarot reading yesterday, right? It was just beautiful. We're going to get to that. I know we have some callers on standby, so I do believe, Sharon, my love, you may be the first caller. Are you there?
I am, and I'm a first call to call in.
Love.
First time calling in.
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening and for calling in.
Yeah, I like listening too. Okay. Hi.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
What do you need from me?
So essentially, just your general question. If you're looking for a general reading, we can do that. But if you have a specific question or area that you want to address,
okay,
go ahead and share with me a little bit what's going on.
Yep. I just want to know, I've been at my job. It's a permanent full-time position. I've been there 8 months. And I want to know what the rest of the year has in store for me there. I'm still
okay.
A lot of training still going on. You know, I was in training for a new thing today. There's always movement in the job. I just want to see what you see coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So give me just a moment to shuffle here. I want to share with you what was already coming through, which was instability was the word. Here's the thing. You come through as really stable, consistent. You come through as really knowing your stuff, right? And even though this is a stable, full-time, permanent job, it for some reason is coming through as a little unstable. And I don't know if that's because it's a new position or if it's new people involved in working with you, which could be the energy that you're feeling in your position. But to answer your question, let's just see what the general outlook is. And you're saying for the rest of the year. So we're thinking like through December?
Yeah, to the end of December, the end of the year.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Yeah. Let me see. Okay. So a couple things want to come through for you, my love. I'm going to go ahead and share what's coming through for the job, and then I'm going to share what's coming through for you because
okay.
I'm getting two influences here. You are coming through again. My love, you come through as really having it together, as really being at the point in your life, is this what I need? Is this what I want? And is this going to serve? So it's not necessarily and doesn't necessarily have to be about finances for you. I'm also getting it to be about the effort that you're putting in and what you're going to receive from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do get that being positive. I do. I do see you being able to see a need and being able to fill it. That's where you are. As far as the job goes, my love, keep your, it's not necessarily your intuition because you have a lot of experience too. You just seem really good with people and being able to read them as well. So what's coming through for you is it looks like it's going to go well, my love, but it does feel like, and I want to be candid with you, it does feel like when stuff starts to shake down and you're like, you know what, this is my max, I'm done, I'm not feeling good about this, listen to yourself. Don't feel like you're being insecure or uncertain. You just have a really good pulse intuitively and also professionally and then personally. So just keep your spidey senses up and tingling because it does feel like you're going to get to a point where you're like, yeah, I'm good, and you've reached your max, or you're going to know you're close to it. So... and it feels like, too, what you're doing is pretty good work. Like, you're not wasting your time. You're not wasting your effort. And so it might be that you're going to have to think more on what to do when that time comes. But what the cards are saying right now is write it out, so to speak. This isn't the time to jump, and it's not a time to take action. But you'll know as that time gets closer if it's going to be you staying or if it's going to be you waiting to see what happens next.
Yeah, because there's two women that are giving me a hard time in my department.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there like 15 years.
Okay, yeah. So that's old. What was coming through when you said that? That was old. How do I say this the right way? And I say this with kindness, but the vision that came through when you said that was like dust. And it's time to clear off that dust and get back to the foundation on it, make it shiny again, and move with. So it's not you. It's not you. It's their energy and their fear. You just come in with a new fire, a new direction. You're a new kind of gal in their world. So it's not you in a negative way, but it definitely is your influence and your authority, and you just have a lot of energy around you. So I don't know if that helps you at all, but you're tough
it
to.
It does, but you do feel that I'm going to be there till the end of the year. It's going to be up to me whether I – yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it'll be about that time. Yeah, it'll be about that time when you're like, do I want to see what happens next or do I want to take action? So you'll feel it. You'll really start to see the signs. I know it's difficult. You got to put them to the side because it's definitely not about you. It's definitely not about you, but you will see it. You will know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Take care. Oh, my love, that is just a beautiful question. And again, another reason I love reading the cards is that when these analogies or these visions come through, they're certainly not mine. And again, it was nothing negative against the gals that work with her, that are giving her a time. But when I say dust on the, you know, furniture or dust on the lampshade, right, it's not that we're like, oh, this dust, we have to get it off, and we think about it that way, right? We don't. We think about it as, it's time to shift things. I got to move things. I got to pay attention. I got to be aware. I got to touch these things. I got to, you know, they have to be a part of my life, right? And so that's what's coming through. It's and also it's an indication of what you want in your life. You want it to be updated and new and connected and clean and, right? There's a lot of energy behind that. And dust sometimes can indicate odor, can indicate stagnant. And so what I'm getting from Sharon is that she's turning things around. She's shaking up the energy. She's doing what she does, which is why people love her so much, why employers love her so much. So it's not and this is the thing with Tarot, y'all. It's not necessarily about what you're doing. It's about what you're creating. Totally different dynamic. That being said, I encourage you, especially after such a beautiful reading, a TBD reading, right? You can always share my love. Reach me at 234-97-TAROT. So we can see what's shaken down. Even month by month, things change, right? And this is the thing with time, is it's not necessarily linear. It's more event-based. And we love to think of it as in 2 months, and 3 months, and 4 months, and 5 months, and 6 months, right? But it's really moment to moment to moment to moment to moment. And anything that you read, anything that you see, and it doesn't matter what you're reading or what you're seeing, when you look at what it is that's happening, it's not 15 minutes later, this happened. It's this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. Think of a time capsule. It's not, hey, there was a clock in there that kept winding down until the moment someone opened the time capsule. No, we opened it up and we had leg warmers in there, tutus. Oh my gosh, can you believe you did your hair that way? Right? That's how we look at time. Yeah, we say the 80s, but it's not like we say the era of leg warmers. That's just what was going on in our world at the time. We have to reconnect with the word time. Right? Again, private readings, we can really get in depth. 234-97-TELROW. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hey, Tina, how are you doing? Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for my call. So, important question concerning Fran. When do you see us communicating?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's see. So far, still no communication, right? Lisa?
Yes, ma'am. Would you ask me? Sorry.
So, still at this point, no communication.
I'm kind of waiting to cool down.
Okay.
I think it's the best.
Okay. So let's look at this. Let's see if they want to give us a time frame or an understanding of when you may hear from them. But also I want to see what's going on around you, because a lot of times that will show us when that energy is going
to
shift. Okay. So let me see if they will give us a time. Okay, and then let me see what's going on around you.
What?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay, Lisa?
Yes, I hear you. Uh-huh. Hold on.
Okay.
I hear you, ma'am. Just 1 minute, please. Ask me to keep holding something. Yes, ma'am.
Lisa, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry, Miss Tina.
Okay, so I'm going to share with you what's coming through is I do get that there is a little more clarity on your end on what you want to accomplish when you do talk to your friends, right? It also feels like you feel misunderstood, or there's some kind of misunderstanding around what's going on with you too, right? I get that, and I also get, I do get a deep connection and some good memories and some good times with you too. But the cards are also saying, okay, what do you want to happen, or what do you expect or envision to happen after you reconnect with them? So universe is actually coming back and saying, you can reconnect with them pretty soon. And Lisa, to be really candid with you, the cards are saying within 2 months, as soon as 2 months, you could be connected and clear with them. But the flip side is that could be longer or further out if you're not sure or still unclear of what you want to happen when you do reconnect and what your feelings are.
Okay.
Do you follow?
Yes, I got you.
Okay. So that's what's coming through for you, my love, right now. You've got some really solid cards. You've got the Judgment card. The Star card is coming up for you. The Fool card. These are really solid, important cards that are coming up for you. But what they're also saying is this relationship going to be good for you? Is it going to be value add in your life? What do you want to see and gain from it? And also what you're going to contribute to their life.
Yes, ma'am.
You follow?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I'm following you.
Okay, my love. And listen, if you want to reach out to me privately, you can and you should, because we can actually get some understanding to what's going on for them in their world, what's going on for you, and then how you two connect. Because right now I'm just doing a high level. So consider reaching out to me, my dear, so we can look further into this.
Yes, just you said yes, communication. Just wait, right? A little bit more?
Keep waiting.
Okay, just wait a little bit more, you said?
Keep waiting, Lisa, my love. And then also you need to be clear on what it is you want to happen after you two reconnect.
Okay.
All right, my love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. All right, my love. So beautiful question. When I emphasize the major arcana, which is also known as Big Secret, right? Like the Fool card, like the Judgment card, like the Star card. Universe is like, yeah, we're listening. Yeah, we're working with you. Yeah, we got you, right? And so that is what's coming up for Lisa's question. But also what's coming up is, what do you want to see? What do you want to know? What do you want to happen when you do reconnect, right? So universe is being really clear. Hey, we got you. We hear you. But is this relationship going to serve you? And this is what we all get to think and consider. Is this relationship going to serve you? Is the universe just giving you enough time to consider what it is you want out of this relationship? Why do you want to reconnect? Is it because you feel unheard? Because there was some of that, Lisa. Is it because you're feeling abandoned? Ooh, is that a trigger that's coming up for you, Lisa? Are you feeling like there's a miscommunication and there's justification that remains, right? And so I'm not saying this to point the finger. I'm saying this because universe, a lot of the time, will give us time and space to reconsider what it is we may be missing, right? And that's what our lessons are. It's not what's in our life. It's what's missing from our life. And then what we want to do, how we acknowledge what we feel, how we experience that, which is missing. Again, it's not what's in our life. It's what's missing from our life. And then what we want to do about that. Wow, you know, I'm kind of glad they bailed because I didn't have to deal with XYZ. Wow, I'm kind of glad they bailed because this came into my life instead and I could focus on it. Wow, I'm kind of glad they bailed because I realized I'm really upset about being abandoned 3 times in a row by friends or being turned down or whatever the case may be, right? And it's not about you, my love. It's just about the lesson that comes through in the best way that you're going to hear and understand it. As I'm saying to all my listeners and those with whom I speak, catch up with me. We can get into a more intimate, direct, one-on-one, private tarot reading. You got to trust yourself and your intuition on this. Catch me at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT, and we can schedule a one-on-one tarot reading where if something moves you as it's coming through and I'm sharing with you, you can speak on it, you can ask about it. We can dive into what's really going on with your question. And this is what I say to everyone, no matter what. First-time readers, repeated readers, whatever the case is, the first question that you ask is never the final question or never the final answer that you're going to hear, right? Think about this, parents out there. Why is the sky blue? What is the first thing you say? Because it is, right? For example, if your kid's going to ask you about four more times and you're not going to give them the same answer, just think about this. Why is the sky blue? What's your first answer? Great. Why is the sky blue? Okay, so first answer is why is the sky blue? Because it is, right? You're in traffic. You're trying to, you know, figure out what you got going on for work. What are you going to do for dinner? Oh, my gosh, did you talk to whoever about tomorrow night because it's the weekend, right? So why is the sky blue? Because it is. Why is the sky blue? Well, because the sun's out. Why is the sky blue? Well, because it's still blue at night, but it's a dark blue. Why is the sky blue? Right? And so I say this because when you ask a question in this time and space with me, the first question you ask, my love, is not always the answer that you want to hear, and it's not always a question that is truly in your heart of hearts. And it's not just with me. It's in life in general. Right? But I just want to give you an example for your consideration of how things come together. Okay? Before we get to our next caller, I got to talk. I can't resist it. I got to talk about the number 9. Right? Today is the 18th. In numerology, we take the 1, we take the 8, we combine them, voila, we get 9. Here's the thing with numerology. Just like with anything across the board, one number, one moment does not define you. And that's not what this is about, right? Numbers, energy, and you can look this up. It's not hocus pocus, right, y'all? You can see this has been a time-honored, respectable understanding of numbers and energy that come into this world, that are in this world. We're talking like we're talking way back when, right? So the number 9, just like a lot, 1 through 10, most often, have energies and influences around them. The number 9 is all about love, eternity, faith, spirituality. Oh my gosh, this is like the endless number of numbers. We're going to talk about this, right? Love, eternity, and faith. What you're not reading or seeing into that number is forgiveness. Yeah, mind blown, right? Wasn't expecting it myself. Because when we talk about love, we talk about eternity, we talk about faith, forgiveness isn't necessarily a synonym. But when you put it all together and look at it, it completely jives. It completely. Is that what life is? Maybe. Maybe it is. So we're going to expand on that number 9. But before we go on, because I love connecting and reading with y'all, I do believe we have Debbie on the line. Are you there, my dear?
Yes. Hi. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. I understand you're calling from Louisiana. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Now tell me, do you say Louisiana or is it Louisiana? What is proper?
It's both. Tomato, tomato. I hear both.
Okay.
Because I'm originally from California.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Awesome.
But I've been here a while.
Yeah. Okay. Totally get that. I'm from SoCal myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, my love, tell me what's on your mind.
I am looking for a job, and I am just not seeing anything that is, like, sparking my interest. And I usually am really excited before I go. So the place I'm at now, I'm just trying to get out. And I know that's maybe a bad motivation. I'm just wondering if you see anything. It's getting a little more difficult to go in each day.
Oh, yes. Okay, my love, I get that. So I hear you saying you're working, but you are actively looking for another job, but nothing's coming up for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then you want to make sure that you're not clouding your energy with feeling stuck.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let me just lay the cards. I'm going to lay the cards out and see what they want to say about you finding a new job, what's around you there, and then we'll see if we can get a little bit of insight to what's going on with your current job and what
Thank you.
What might come through. Yeah, of course. So let me just take a look here and see as far as looking. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of saying the same thing that you just said, where you're looking, you're ready to take action, but nothing is moving you. So I get that. And then,
right.
Deb, you're clear when you move, like you don't have anything kind of holding you back, relationship, family, anything like that that might be a consideration for you, right?
I love my clients. I do. They're such great people. I'm going to miss them. But the management's so bad that it's starting to affect my health. Like, I cry. You know, I do okay, but whatever you find, they'll just find something else, my manager to, you know, write me up, attack me, and start gossip.
Yeah.
It's just, the better I do, the more attacked I get.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. What I was getting from you was definitely a drain. That was the word that was coming through, was like, you're right, it is a drain that's coming through. And the reason I asked if there's anything holding you back from moving or from really leaving is because the vision for you that came through was like literally running. And then there's like a string around your pinky toe and it was holding you back. And so as insignificant as a pinky toe is to the rest of the body, it still is really significant when you're taking action. Do you follow?
Yeah. How do I let go? Because I know
break that
I'm not supposed to stay there. I mean, I just... I don't believe I mean, if I am, let me know, but I just don't feel it. I wouldn't feel this
no,
bad.
No, you're right. You're right. It's time for, you're so right, Deb. It's time for action. It's time to move. So that being said, let's take some of the emotional energy out of it. We're going to put that to the side because you can't own that. You can't carry that. But let me see. Okay. So here. Okay. Let me see. Give me just a few moments. I want to see what's connecting for you. Because they are talking about this being significant for you in the way of transition. Feels like it's pretty significant. And I'm not saying it's time to switch your area of focus or expertise per se, but feeling energized, yeah, man. Don't worry about finances, they're saying. That's going to come together the way it should. Don't worry about it being new or newer to you, right? And also to you, they're saying don't worry about what might come up that may be an issue. If it's supposed to come up as an issue, it will come up. So, for example... Oh, if I find this job and now I have to worry about commute, I can't worry about commute, so I'm going to, like, scale it back. Don't worry about commuting until it becomes an issue and you have to say yes or no. Do you follow?
Okay. Yes.
So some of that is coming up. And also I'm getting a male influence or strong presence or opinion. Or are you married, a significant other, anything like that that's around you?
I have a boyfriend,
Okay, and do you have his support or does he have an opinion more importantly?
Oh, yeah, he can't stand him either because he sees how much it's tearing me up.
Okay, yeah. So here's what's coming through from LF. Don't be afraid of those unanswered questions because they'll come together and they might not even be on you might not even have to worry about them, but I get where you are because you're just very diligent in what you do. As for him, don't feel like you have to do something so he feels better about the action you're taking. Take the right action for yourself, not necessarily for what you feel like he's feeling for you. Do you follow?
Yeah.
That was like a long way around. But as far as, yeah, as yes, my love, as, oh, yeah. As far as what you've got going on and finding a new job, it is definitely time for you. This may be a new breakthrough for your relationship with your boyfriend as well, but don't let that be an issue for you either. Like if you put everything to the side and when you're applying for jobs, Debbie, think about it that way. Nothing is in my way. Nothing. Not a, like nothing
okay.
in any capacity is
okay.
in your way. And so really what's coming up for you is more energetic. Those things that you
okay.
can figure out that you need to worry about, what significant other may say, and also the what may happen if you keep working at this place. Like, all that's really heavy. It really is, and it's totally valid. But you, my love, come through. Gosh, you come, my gosh. You come through as a manager. You come through as a caregiver. You come through as grounded. You come through as intuitive. You come through as being, like, you almost come through as being able to be a loving, compassionate person in a room with the client. And then when you're outside
yeah.
of that door, you're like, you're knocking things down. You're telling people what to do, where to go. You just have that ability to, does that make sense to you? Do you follow?
Yeah. Everybody tells
okay.
me that. It's funny.
Yeah. You just have it going on. And so it is like, ugh, my love. Yeah. It's time for you. It's like your soul is trying to like reemerge and the light is so bright that everything around you has been kind of dampened. So people are like, oh my gosh, turn down that light. And you're like, no, this is what works. This is what's inside.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is time for you, my love, but that what's coming through for you right now is putting all that to the side, you really got to clear that. Nothing is in the way. What's coming through? What do you have, universe? Show me your best. Show me your best. You know, it's like you sit at the poker table and you don't show anyone your chips, so no one knows what you're gambling with, right? And that's how you got to
okay.
look at it. No one knows what you're gambling with. No one knows your high or low. You just sit down and you start, and you have that gift. You have that gift.
Well,
you just got to...
did that today where I didn't, I mean, I was kind of sad, but, you know, you still have to do the job while you're there, but you kind of want to
yes.
kind of go, well, I'm leaving, so really, should I do this? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm
yes.
telling people, oh, this is coming up, but then I'm thinking to myself, am I even going to be here for this? Why am I telling them?
Right. And keep doing, I follow you, keep doing your job because there's also integrity what you do. Though when you're looking for another one, which is the question, you got to put all that to the side. Like literally got to put all that to the side. What do you got from the universe? What's the best you got right now? And then that will move you. But I follow what you're saying. You're just in two worlds right now. And I know that's not easy.
Yeah. How do you clear the energetics that you're talking about? Like a salt bath or, I mean, is
yeah,
there...
definitely you could do a salt bath, my love. I always recommend selenite. It's a white stone. You can get it just about anywhere. It's selenite.
I have it.
Selenite. Oh, awesome.
I have it.
That is perfect. Put that next to you if you're like on a computer or on your, however you apply for jobs or what you do. Keep that with you because that'll clear a lot of energy. And also get a black stone like an onyx or even a quartz. And that'll clear off some of the negative energy around you and laser focus. And even if you give yourself 15 moments or 15 minutes, turn off the phone, turn off the whatever, and just go for it like your life depends on it. Go for it and apply it. Don't even double check it. Don't even think about it twice. Just apply. Send your resume. Don't get too heady about your cover letter because you've got your experience is gold. Like people are going to pull out of it like what they want and what you are. I don't know you obviously, but that's what's coming through for you. It's like the highlighted stuff is going to come through in your resume. So even though you want to be really diligent, I know you want to be really diligent about your cover letter. Your resume is going to highlight to people what they want to see. So just know that your experience, your credibility, your you know, again, that's part of like, oh, I have to show, I have to know, just what do you got? You're not showing any numbers, you're not showing your cards or your chips. This is what I have. They'll see what they want. You got to know that.
Okay. You think it's going to be pretty soon?
My love, you got to do that first. You got to sit down and you got to clear space, trust your resume the way it is, and then let's talk again. Catch up with me and we can look at more specifically what else may be in your way, but that's what's coming through for you right now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my love. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Oh, that is just, I'm like listening to myself saying, I don't know you, but I know you, and I'll talk to you soon. That's just the way the cards work, right? There is so much intimacy to this work. Again, this is the beauty of coming to the space with the openness, literally, to share and receive. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if you want to see what's going on outside your house, you can crack a window a couple inches, so you can give me, you can ask me a question with a little bit of insight, and what's going to come through is exactly that space you created. You can open up that window halfway with more information. Just envision this. It's what you want to see out your own front window or your own front door, whatever is opaque that you can't see through unless you're Superman, right? And so let's just say you open your door, you know, you open a door a crack because you don't know the person. You're like, eh, what do they got going on? You're still guarded. You're not going to get a whole lot of information back. You open that window or that door up a little bit more. More information is going to come through. And so on continues, right? And so Debbie's just a beautiful, beautiful example of, I don't know her, right? But the energy, the influence, the insight that was coming through for her was so much more because she was more willing to open up and share where she is. So it's almost like I do know her in the capacity of, okay, cool, this isn't in your way. This isn't in your way. This isn't, oh, but this is. Or this is advantage, this is advantage, this is advantage. And that's the way, again, for any reading that you get done, this is how you can consider it. Now, that being said, dear listeners, I don't mean say my birthday is this day, his birthday is this day, which also is very good information. And we've been together for 15 years, and this is a life history, and this is their hang up, and blah, blah, blah. And then when your person comes back and basically verifies everything that you just said, you feel let down because they have just repeated everything or verified everything you've just said, which is very much the case. And it's very possible because we'll see the same thing in your cards that has happened in your life. When you ask, or ask a question, it's about the insight, the awareness, the enlightenment that comes through to a situation. So, could I have seen in Debbie's cards that she was looking for a job? Yes. Could I have seen that she was unhappy? Yes. What's in her way? What's around her, which in this case was, you got to let your clients go. You can't feel responsible for them after you leave because that was coming through. That was literally the tiger having her by her toe that was preventing her from leaving. And then her significant other's feedback, babe, quit, quit, quit. So no matter what she was going to say or do, it was going to be not enough for him because he's defensive and protective and fiery and vocal about her job, right? So this is not what her question was. Her question was, when am I going to get this and will I get it? What we got underneath was this also, what's in your way, has to do with significant other's feedback, what you want to do and provide in response to that is one big issue. And then on another plane, separate but equal, was I don't want to leave my clients. I love them. This is why I do the work. It's what fills my heart and my soul. And then it's, well, am I going to get another job and when, right? But those are two really big issues. And if we look at it this way, one big issue is significant other, got her by her toe. The other issue is I don't want to leave my clients because I love them so much and I love my coworkers and I love managing and I love teaching, got her by her other toe, right? Really tough to move, find a new job when one pinky toe and the other pinky toe is looped and tethered. This is how I want you to envision it because this is what comes through when we read and ask questions. Private readings, my love, so we can get in depth, which is why I'm expanding on this like I am. 23497 Tarot. 23497 T A R O T. you can text me. In this day and age, the beauty of text is it's not a commitment. Catch up with me. See if you dig what I'm throwing down. It's okay. I'm going to take it personally. It's all about relationships, right? We were talking about the number 9. We, Tanette, my love, will get to you in just a moment, my love. But let me just expand a little bit on the number 9. Today's the 18th. We add the 1, we add the 8, we get the number 9. It is all about love, eternity, and faith. What did we say earlier? Oh, the lesson is forgiveness. I'm not even, like, exaggerating. When I say forgiveness, like, I sigh because it's a lot. Forgiveness is a lot, right? We read about it. We hear about it. We think we practice it. We want to practice it. We attempt to practice it. We read it again. We talk about it. Forgiveness, forgive, is heavy. It's a heavy load for you. It's a heavy load for those you know. It's heavy, right? And so when we look at the number 9, love, eternity, faith, the life lesson here is forgiveness. The number 9 is all about karma, universal law that comes with enlightenment and awakening, right? Just envision this, my love. Oh, gosh, I tell you what. And just close your eyes for a moment, dear listeners. Close your eyes. Doesn't matter unless you're driving. Close your eyes, right? Now, just envision what's behind you, to the left, to the right, in front of you. And open your eyes. You can take a look. Was I right? Was I wrong? You know, not really about that. But here's the thing. If you really start to expand on what it is you don't know is there, that's a lot of fear and can turn into a lot of fear. Right? And so enlightenment and awakening, as much as we would love to say, oh, psh, no problem, it's so not the way it is. The way it is that now you know more. You're responsible for more. Right? The number 9 is all about service. You may find yourself feeling compelled to work with others, to support others, to go into some form of light work or energy work or healing. Philanthropists really resonate with the number 9, leading by example, being called to service. I'm going to say this again, being called to service. You might find yourself, like dear Debbie, our listener, falling back to service, and that being why we can't move forward or find it difficult to move forward. You might feel, especially now, and it's not ironic, right, that we're talking about the number 9. This is September, the 9th month. Again, the 18th, number 9, when we add it together. This is when volunteer work starts to happen, when we're feeling like we're going to start moving our calendar so we can save space for giving versus receiving or doing for ourselves. Maybe we're more introspective, right? What's your life purpose? That may be coming up for you right about now. What am I doing in this world? What am I offering? What is my gift? I'm going to ask you guys this. You don't need to answer me when we talk. What is your gift? Just snap answer. I don't mean, well, I'm really good. No. And to be honest with you, I don't know how I would answer that right now. Well, I do, because that's why I'm here speaking with you. But it's not the easiest answer to come up with. Because it's difficult to think about what it is we have to offer. It's your soul mission. It's your inner strength, my love, right? Oh, the number 9. It is definitely a call to action. That being said, Tanetta, my love, are you still hanging on in there with us?
Yes, I am.
My dear, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. You're calling in from Philadelphia, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my love. Well, thank you for staying tuned in. Tell me what's on your mind.
I have a time frame question. Is that okay to ask?
I will do my best, absolutely.
Sure. Okay. So I would like to know when you see Desiree bringing her belongings and actually moving into my Oak Street home here.
Okay, so when will Desiree move into your Oak Street home? Thank you for being so clear and specific for that vision.
Right.
I'm gonna ask that question first, and then I'm going to take a little peek and see if we can't see what's going on around Desiree, because a lot of times that also has to do with or can impact timing. So let me see. Okay. Oh, my love. Okay. Okay. I'm going to give you time in just a second. That's coming through first, but let me see with Desiree. I get that you want Desiree to move back in with you. Is that right?
Wait, what's that?
I'm getting that you want Desiree to move back in with you.
She's never lived here before, so this would be her first time living together with me.
Okay. And this is something that you're wanting is more of my question.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. I do get that she will, Tanetta, my love. As far as time frame goes, I'm going to tell you in just a second, but one thing that's notable for her is that you already said it. This is something that she hasn't done with you before. She's coming around and getting used to this newness with you and this new idea. And not only the new idea, Tanetta, but it's also going to be what this is going to create for her. And it feels like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And she's still kind of reconciling with this is what can happen, right? So it's not just, okay, move in and it's great. She's like, wow, move in and it's great. It's still coming together for her and the opportunity that's going to come around that. Are you following what I'm saying?
Sort of,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So meaning for her, she's still getting her head around and coming, she's still getting her head around, if I do this, this is what can happen. This is a possibility. This is what's going to open up. And as far as time frame goes, I'm getting, and I know for you, Tanetta, it may feel a while out, but I'm getting between now, more so October, and April. So within the next 6 months is when I get it all shaking down and being complete.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So definitely by spring, which feels really good. But more importantly, where she is and how she's feeling about it and understanding what's going to happen afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Now, she has three large dogs that are hers and her ex-boyfriend's. And I can't have any pets here. So what does she do with these dogs? Do you see her leaving the dogs with the ex-boyfriend at that house and just being fed up with that situation over there and just saying, I'm out of here, I'm leaving?
I got to tell you, my love, you are really in tune to what creates home for her, and those dogs do. So kind of like what we were saying earlier, this is what happens, this is what it's going to create. And so, gosh, you're so in tune, my love. That's a different question that we should ask when we're talking one-on-one, because that's a big part of where her, not necessarily her struggle is, but where her identity with what's going to happen next is. You're so in tune because you know what needs to happen and what might be in the way. For her, it's on a more emotional level. That could be part also of what shifts the time frame, because like we said earlier, it's not necessarily about, okay, in 6 months, it's more so in her mind, okay, this clicked, right? And you want her space to be open, her emotional space. And right now it feels kind of tied up. So beautiful question. You are definitely tapped into what matters to her, which is freaking awesome. So catch up with me, my love, and then we can expand on that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Tanetta, thanks so much for listening and calling in.
All right, you have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Oh, my gosh, that was just a beautiful question. This is exactly the perfect example, right, of what these readings can lead to. Tanetta was honing in on holding, knowing that this is a real significant space in Desiree's life, right? And so we see a time frame within reason, definitely within reason, right? But let's really talk about the domino that's going to affect that time. It's like that that makes that, what is that called? That pendulum? Right? Go back and forth. What is it that moves that pendulum to go? Or if we hit it too fast, or if we hit it too slow, right? Not that you need me to do it for you, but right? We, you, me, we create the tempo of our time, right? It is a matter of, like Tanetta said, give me a high level here. Spitball, speculate, just talking out ideas here. Give me something. And then she took that. Oh, Tanetta, my love, you're just tuned in. She took that, got right to first base and said, all right, what are we going to do now? That's the way it came through. And this is what happens, right? When we're vulnerable, we're open. We open that space for more to come through. If the question would have been, okay, how long before she moves in? Question mark. Then the cards would have probably said, you know, 6 months. And, you know, she could have hung up and been like, fine, 6 months. And like, call me back in 6 months. In her case, she's like, let's bring that up to the forefront. How long before this issue is addressed? I want you to think about that for a moment. Initial question, how long before Desiree moves in? Question mark. 6 months. Great. Taking that, honing in on how long before or when will she or where will the three dogs essentially go or be or do in order for her to move in. And so those three, if she wasn't asking about, okay, because my apartment doesn't let dogs in or because whatever, it was those dogs are her world, they're her life, they're her home, they're her identity, they're her relationship. How long before she reconciles with all of that was the question. So as simple as we would like it to be, how, what are going to happen to the dogs? How long before the dogs find a home or rehomed? It was really how long before Desiree will come to peace with this? How long before she will start to be open to making a decision about this? How long before her significant other will accept this is what's happening in his life, right? So the beauty of that question was within knowing what to ask. This is part of Tarot, y'all. You can reach me for private readings. We can get in depth like this. 23497 TAROT. That being said, let's get back to that number 9. And then I want to share a beautiful, 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 beautiful message with you. Oh, I got to work on my synonyms. The number 9, all about love, eternity, faith. I'm going to say it one more time. It is about life lessons. It is about forgiveness. When we think about eternity, we don't think about forgiveness. Oh, we are meant to be. We are destined to be together forever. Right. So when we say that, we have to keep in mind that eternity and faith is also about forgiveness. The number 9 is all about karma, universal law, enlightenment. How to say no, how to problem solve. Also about your freedom, your empathy. What is your duty when you do feel, when you do know, right? When do you take that, parlay it into wisdom, leadership, right? When do you bust out your natural born talent? The seeingness, the beingness that is you, right? Number 9 is about looking for your own wisdom and the challenge in facing your own wisdom. I'm going to say that one more time. The number 9, all about love, eternity, faith, lesson being forgiveness. The number 9, you may feel yourself just experiencing this. And if not, just hang on. Hang tight. We're still in September. Looking for your own wisdom. And then the challenge and facing your own wisdom. I'm completing with that. Looking for it, the challenge and finding it and facing it, my loves. I will be here next Wednesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. You want to catch up with me for an individual private reading? Feel filling me out. I get it. You can catch me by phone or by text at 234-97-TAROT. You can also find me at ihertarot.com, ihertarot.com. You can find all my social media info online as well. Until we speak again, my loves, take care. I love you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.